Hello, this is Dindria Barrow from the Community Archive Center. I am at the Wheelock branch of Tacoma Public Library on January 21st, 2023, and I am with
John J. Thomas.
John, it is so good to meet you. I have a question for you. Tell us a story about your life in this neighborhood.
Very good. Well, when I grew up at North 12th and Stevens, and there was very little, all of the between out west of there was nothing there, all the way out to the Narrows, and between 6th Avenue and all the way out to the smelter, there was no roads connected between Houston. Houston was the last road west. So from there was no orchard, of course. That was all vacant land out there. So anyway, and that was our play area where we went out and played. And where I lived, it was North 12th, it's 4410 North 12th. That was my grandparents. My grandparents built that. And actually, my grandfather bought the property from his uncle, who had an orchard there. And he bought that. I got pictures of that. So. Anyway, we had a great, Jefferson School was right across the street. So that's where I went to Park Jefferson, and then to Mason, and then to Stadium. So I'll turn it back over to you.
All right. Do you have any story you want to share that is funny or of interest to our listeners about you growing up?
Well, there lots of things. Some of them I don't want to repeat, but anyway, I don't know what all you're going to be asking here, but I wanted to tell you about that there was a horse race track within one block of this museum.
Wow.
It's right down at the corner of 26th and Proctor. I'll tell you this story now. There was a sawmill at 6th and Proctor on the northwest corner of the street there. And there was where Jefferson Park is, there's a lower, that corner there is down low, and there used to be a pond there. And there was also a couple of railroad spurs going out of there. One went down right parallel with Proctor, and then out 12th Street all the way out into that area out there. There was nothing, and they bring the logs in that lower area where the pond was. That was undoubtedly where they dropped off the logs to run up through the sawmill. And then there was also a spur that went out up and down Proctor Street and down Proctor past where the horse race track is. So, and then another one, it kept going on out towards Old Town, towards that way. It didn't go down the hill, though. So anyway, that was something I wanted to tell. Okay.
Thank you for sharing that story about giving us history about the north end of Tacoma. I wanted to know if you have any Okay, right on. I didn't know if we had any other extra questions, but there are lots of stories I can tell that you have. And I really appreciate you sharing these stories with us.
Okay, I got more stories, but they're not, maybe not necessarily in the North End, but they're about historical events.
Okay, give me one more. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That, the one that my wife likes is that my grandmother lived, her sister lived up at Center and Union, up on the hill going towards up that way, and there used to be the first generation plant, electrical generation plant in Tacoma, was down on the bottom of Bridgeport Way, and there was a underground river that came down through 6th Avenue and went down the hill, and that's what powered the generator. But there was a wooden trough that was there that carried the water down to the generator, and my grandmother's sister lived up the hill, and what they would do, they'd walk down to that wooden flume, and it had doors in it. They could open up, and they would carry. They didn't have any running water up there, so they would bring their buckets and with a rope on it, and then drop that in. But they'd have to hang on to it real careful, or it'd pull away from you, and you go down the hill. So anyway, she told my grandmother was quite a writer, and she's got the history of her arrival in Tacoma, and all the years that they lived here. I have the copies of all of her writings, so that maybe could be helpful with you sometime in the future. Oh, back to you.
I love how you say back to you. It's like we're doing a newscast, you know, a podcast. I like that you say back to you.
And if I may add just a correction, the flume was on Wakefield Drive and DeLynn Street down by 26 of Pacific. You said Bridgeport.
Oh, I did? Yeah, right.
There's that Wakefield Drive going down that way. Yeah, that's where it was. Yep.
Thank you so much, Steve. And I want to know about those writings. So that's where you've got me interested in your grandma's writings.
Oh.
Yes. So I want to thank you so much for sharing your time and your stories with us. I'm going to... Bye-bye.
Thank you.